The Ogaden National Liberation Front, or ONLF insurgent group, says people and livestock are dying in Ethiopia's Somali region as drought conditions deteriorate across the Horn of Africa. An email sent to news organizations says food and water shortages are worse in rebel strongholds because the government has imposed an embargo on the delivery of humanitarian aid. The email accuses Ethiopia of bullying the United Nations and humanitarian agencies into silence about the severity of the crisis and accuses international aid donors of ignoring the plight of the Ogaden people. The message says government forces are preventing UN staff from going beyond regional centers to verify aid deliveries. Allegations that aid is being blocked could not be independently verified, as access to the troubled region is restricted. Phone calls to government spokesman Friday seeking comment were not answered. But humanitarian groups reacted sharply to the ONLF allegations. UN World Food Program spokeswoman in Ethiopia, Susanna Nichols, says safeguards are in place to ensure aid reaches the neediest.
There have been security incidents in the past, and therefore what we're trying to do is to make sure that food is directed towards the areas and the most vulnerable people. WFP also has expanded its system of monitoring, so we are confident that food is getting through to the people who most need it, and any allegations that food is not reaching people are taken very seriously and investigated.
Vincent Lele, head of the UN humanitarian agency OCHA office in Ethiopia, says aid groups have a clear picture of conditions in the drought-affected region.
I'm not aware of the statement that has been referred to as having been mentioned by an organization named ONLF. What I know is that the humanitarian community is aware of the drought and has been working with the government over the last 3 months very intensively. We have been tracking water in several places. We have done assessments in the field on the immediate life-saving interventions required.
The ONLF has been fighting for more than 25 years for the Somali region's independence from Ethiopia. Ethiopia considers the ONLF a terrorist organization with ties to the Muslim extremist group Al-Shabaab in neighboring Somalia, which in turn has links with Al-Qaeda. Ethiopian Prime Minister Meles Zenawi last week said he sees Muslim extremism as the biggest threat to stability in the Horn of Africa. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.